Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dirt You A Lot. Now, I was I was scheduled to have some interviews today, but I'm gonna make a little detour. I want to talk to you all. You know, get familiar with y'all listeners. Tell y'all a little bit about myself. I'm originally from Texas, in case y'all didn't know. I do live in Oklahoma City. Go Thunder. No offense to the Pistons fans out there. I mean, hey, love them too, but they are in the Thunder. Anyway, but basically, I wanted to talk about what the direction of music now, and if people actually think that social media is affecting music in a good way or in a bad way. I mean, honestly, me personally, I think CD sales were out way before 2000s. I mean, yeah, everybody had a CD, but there was Napster. As soon as Napster came along, that right there was the immediate ending of what they call a CD. Now, I feel like social media isn't a crutch, even though it does allow more music to be put out there, more people to reach, you know, other people in different parts and all this extra stuff. And, you know, people say, well, you can't make no money because it's already there, or somebody could just take it for free as long as you have a link. You know, you can do this and do that and turn it into an MP3 and then they have your music. Okay. What's the point of making music if you don't want it out there, for one? That's the point of you creating it. If you're creating something and you want it hidden to yourself, don't put it online, number one. Number two, so what? There's a lot of people creating music. As you can tell, not everybody's made to make music. So what? There's people out there that's making music that isn't edgy per se, what everybody wants to hear. But as they say, numbers count. Now, I'm not saying I'm on the people's side who don't make sense. I'm not agreeing with those people who sound like crap. I'm just saying social media is the reason why. Like, for one, Lil B, I never even heard of who that was. Or Lil Yachty, like, the only person that I was actually familiar with that came out of their whole class, and I'm pretty sure everybody else, but, you know, you guys are up there north where, you know, y'all have a lot more artists that end up going mainstream than we do down here in the south, and you'd be surprised. But Lil Dicky, because he was already out there. One way he got out there, social media. Now, I think people are actually, the callers, I'm gonna let y'all answer here in a second, but just let me get this last part in. Do you think that it is, okay, I just lost train of thought, because, I mean, I'm sitting here just thinking of the some of the stuff these people do. Do you think it's okay to spam the crap out of your crappy music by asking everyone for a favor for the social media? And this is just a random question about the whole deal. Do you think it's that social media has created this spamming issue to where everybody's putting it in your face, in your face, in your face, in your face? Or do you think that is the way to go? Go ahead and take the first caller.
404-816-3737, you're live.
Talk to me,
what's
caller.
Going on this, what's going on this, this Steve Wong Capone with the KC cartel?
What's going on? What's going on, brother?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing wonderful on this blessed night. So how do you feel social media has affected, you know, music?
Me personally, as an artist, I believe it has its good and its bad effects. You know what I mean? Like you said, artists like Lil B, a few other guys, you know, some of them you can't really, you know, you don't, they don't have a message in their music. Or you, some, you know, some people from the 90s, like myself, we don't understand their music. You know what I mean? And it kind of,
yeah,
it kind of get us overshadowed because it's a lot more guys, you know, that's trying to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it also has its good because, you know, you can reach out to people that's not in your hometown. You know, you can send them music. You know, you can give them an avenue to see you and hear you a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
Yeah, but it has its good and bad.
Right. And see, that's the good thing about it. I mean, it's an avenue to reach to where you can't. And like you said, you know, sometimes it's the bad part that makes it look horrible for everybody else. Hey, brother, you go ahead and show the people a little bit about yourself and you. What you got going on?
I'm an artist from Kansas City, Missouri, the home of Rich the Factor and Tech N9ne. The comedian Eddie Griffin is a host of other stars here. But I do music. I've been doing it since 2008, taking it serious, you know what I mean? I did a host of mixtapes that you can see, you can check out on YouTube, you know, or you Google Kansas City Cartel to pop up. We got videos, all that. Right now,
okay,
I'm working on a solo project called Legend, But I'm Still Breathing. I've been through a few obstacles in my life. You know, I faced death and, you know, been through a lot. So I called myself a legend, and I'm still alive. So I took that title, and it felt good to me. So I just ran with it, you know what I mean? But I'm working on my first mixtape solo.
Okay.
But I'm actually in a group with my family, like a few of my brothers and a couple of my cousins.
Hey, man, nothing like family, man.
Yes, sir. But actually...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm actually working on two projects, you know what I'm saying? One of them, like I said, the first one was called Legend, But I'm Still Breathing. And then I got another one called Born in the Struggle. My music is kind of like Eric B and Rakim, you know, we call it raw reality. It's feel-good music.
Okay. Make
yes,
feel
sir.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Where they can find you at?
Well, right now I got a project called Raw Reality. It's on iTunes, and it's, you can actually look it up on rapbay.com. And if you can't find it there, then you can look it up on YouTube/ Kansas City Cartel.
Okay, hold on a second, caller. Well, I appreciate you calling in, brother. I got to go ahead and squeeze some more callers in here, man. I really do appreciate you calling in all the way from Kansas City, brother. Hey, man, salute
okay,
to all
no
y'all.
Problem.
Hopefully I do a show out there and, you know, maybe get to get you on stage, G.
Yes, sir. I would appreciate that. I want to give a shout-out to Underworld Status and Untouchable Magazine. I'm going to be in a magazine next month in April, man. Check it out.
Alrighty, G. I appreciate you.
Alrighty, man. Blessed up.
Blessed up, D. Next caller. Hey, 10348. You are live.
Hello.
What's good? What's good? Talk to me.
What's up, though?
What's good with it, man? Tell us about yourself. What's your name?
My name Hellagrams JB from Flint, Michigan. Shit, just calling in, you know, tuning in to Black Eye Radio.
Already, G. I appreciate you tuning in to Black Eye Radio and Dirty World, man. So how do you feel social media has affected music? Like, do you think you know, it's good or bad. What's your opinion on it?
I mean, how I look at it, the social media right now, it's a big market. Now, it can make or break you, because depending on, you know, how you carry yourself on like Facebook or Twitter or wherever you post your music at, it's all about how you carry yourself. That's my opinion.
Okay, so it's all about how you carry yourself. What if your music's garbage, though? Like, I mean, like, how would that work out?
I mean, if your music garbage, you just need some real people in your life that just let you know, like, hey, man, you might want to go and get a job or something.
Right.
It's real.
Right, but see, but that's this kind of problem. There's a lot of people out there that's garbage that's just out there, and it's social media's fault.
Yeah. Hey, well, shit, it happens.
Yeah, I mean, hey, shit happens, brother. Go ahead and tell the people where they can find you.
For sure. Y'all can look up Helligram's promotions page. You know, I just started it not too long ago, but we've been working nonstop since, like, January. Just hit me up on there for all promo needs. You can add me on Facebook. Jimmy Barnes, and, you know, shout out to Blackout Radio, shout out to everybody that called in, and everybody who be on here. Just shout out to everybody.
All right, brother, shout out to you and your peace, man, and I appreciate you tuning in to Dirty World, man. Go ahead and get to the next caller, brother. Salute.
Salute.
Next caller.
414-793. You are live.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Caller.
Yo.
What's good? Talk to me. What's your name?
Oh, they just dropped out. Yeah, they just dropped out. I got 313-510.
Hey, what's going on, sir? How are you tonight?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
Good. This is my first time on your show, so just thanks for having me. And shout out to all the other callers as well.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you being the first time you called in. And go ahead. And so how do you feel about social media and its effects on music?
I think there's pros and cons in social media anyway. As far as like the cons or whatever, yes, a lot of people think that the only way they're going to make it is just to just put their music out on Facebook and Instagram, but you actually have to get out here and get out here in the streets and go out to events, and you got to get out here and grind like they did back in the 80s and 90s. And then the pros are, you know, that's actually another way of quote-unquote digital marketing, where you have to get out here and you have to advertise on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube, and you got to put up a website. And but I do feel like every day you have to get out and hustle and grind. Like me, I'm a singer and songwriter, so every day I try to make my Instagram page stand out the most from every major artist out here. Shout out to all of the major artists out here, but I think that once you put yourself out here to stand out and you put out that good quality music and you perfect your craft on days when you're not in the studio and days where you're not working, you get out here and perfect your craft and get good at it, some great music, then people will find you. They'll Google you and they'll want to download your music and things like that. Like, I think if your music is bad, no, don't give up and go get a job. You have to perfect yourself, perfect your craft and study. You feel me?
Yeah. Hold on for a second, Carlos. Go ahead and tell the people where they can find you at. I'm sorry, I don't mean to rush you off. It's blowing up over here on my end.
No, it's all good. Everybody can find me on Facebook and Instagram, CINTELL. It's pronounced Sintel. I'm a singer-songwriter. And also on Bandcamp, CINTELL. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. YouTube, everything. I appreciate the love.
Alrighty, I appreciate you calling in. I hope you get to call in next time in the dirty world. And you keep it clean out there because the world is dirty.
Yes, yes, I will, sir. Thank you.
All right, thank you. I appreciate you.
For sure.
For sure. Next caller.
114-793.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, talk
Hello?
To me. Yeah.
All right, it's going through now. It had a little rough connection last time. It's Ward Bea, representing Milwaukee, Wisconsin, currently in Phoenix right now.
Already, already. Salute to you, G. Salute to you, G. So what's your take on social media and its effects on music?
I think that social media definitely is the new wave, but I don't think that the majority of the population has caught up to where technology has taken us quite yet. You know, I've been promoting for 5 years. Like, I kind of put my own career down because I realized, like, it's so much talent out there and so many people moving towards the same direction. So, like, at first it was all for free. And, you know, I kind of, like, from here and there, I still have free promotion as well because I love the culture. But social media, like, it does wondrous things, but people can also get stuck on it. So that's, like, one of the detrimental things. And then when it's not collective effort, too, like, people post stuff and other people don't tune in, you know. It's like it's like a double-edged sword in a lot of ways. So, but for me, it's been beneficial.
Yeah, that is a double-edged sword right there. I mean, it's very sharp. It's very sharp, man. Social media is a teeter-totter game. You know, it can make you look good. It can make you look bad.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Go ahead and tell the people where they can find you at on social media.
All right, no doubt. You actually can find me throughout about 60 social medias currently. You can type in Google, Ward Bea, that's WARBEYAH.
Give us the main one we can find you at.
The main one that I'm most active on currently is Facebook. Second, I would say Twitter.
Okay, go ahead and tell the people those links to how they can get a hold of you.
All right, no doubt. If you're looking for any MCs or anybody that, you know, really believes in the culture, has a great cause for the future of education for our people or any of that, you can actually connect with me with my direct line. That's 414-793-6334. I also have a network called the Ripper Network, which is really active on, you know, the whole culture of hip hop. We're setting up a tour now. We're willing to network with everybody. I got a lot of things going on, but yeah, you can reach me mainly on Facebook right now, probably.
Okay. Well, already, and I appreciate you calling in the Dirty Work and giving us your feed in today, brother. Hey, man, you keep it clean out there because it's a dirty world, bro. Appreciate you calling in.
No doubt. Absolutely. Salute, bro.
Salute. Next caller.
252-236.
Talk to me. Hello, caller. Yeah.
Oh, they just dropped out. They just dropped out. 346-319.
Caller, you there?
Yeah, what it do? Hello?
What's good? What's your name, G?
Man, this is Mr. Blue Jay, man. Houston, Texas representing, man. For the hip-hop rap.
It's time going down. Lone Star State man myself.
Right on. Yo, man, shout out to Black Eye Radio, man. The whole fam, man. My VIP section. On the topic y'all was talking about, man, you know, about the social media and stuff. First of all, I want to say this. Suckers in their feelings better deal with it. Handgun flow, I'm concealed with it. Once I pull it out, no doubt got sauce. Spit a couple rhymes, got a fine bank boss. Big enough to empty, hot like I'm Tempe. AZ, but it's TX with a pimp speed. Down on the body, bank roll got fresher. RIP, homie, even though I never met you. Hey, little quick, hey, man, you know, social media's cool. Fine and dandy. You can't reach everybody, you know. On the telephone and all that. And I know I wouldn't be able to reach out to brothers, in Detroit and Flint and, you know, in the different places that I do, if it was not for social media, but still respect the art and the craft of the game. You know what I mean?
Thank
and I ain't going to even say the game. I ain't going to even say the game. Just respect the art and craft of the music, man. You know, that's all I'm going to say to the artist. You know, I don't care what you're on. I don't care, you know, who your manager is, what label you're on. You know, respect the art. You know, please. That's all. I like to say that on that. You know.
Yes, hey, man, I appreciate
it. Yeah, with that being said, man, my name is Mr. Blue Jay, Play No Game Productions, man. Facebook, you know, Dron, Dronn, Blue Jay Jackson. SoundCloud, Play No Game Productions. YouTube, Play No Game Productions. Twitter, Play No Game Productions. And I'm respecting the craft. You hear me, fam? So
hey,
you check me out, man, you know. So just, you know, I don't want to hold y'all up, man. I know y'all working, man. And I'm just enjoying myself, man. And I really appreciate this opportunity, man, each and every time I call in, really.
Hey, man, I appreciate you calling in all the way down from H-Town, home of one from Texas.
Hey, you know I'm going to stay screwed up, man. You know, shout out D-Red by the boys, man. Lil Flip, man. Swiss the House, my North Side. You know, Flacco Flair, Destiny Palmer. You know, man, you know, I just love hip-hop, man. I do. I like rap music. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm about this, man. So, you know, if you're going to use social media to promote your stuff, man, just make sure you come, you know, decent as you can, man, for real.
All right, D, and you keep it clean out there, man, because it's a dirty world, man. I appreciate you calling
hey,
in.
Hey, all right, man, but I got on them pumps, man. You hear me, Michael Pop? Hey.
All right, D, I'll holler at you, man.
All right, appreciate it.
100. Next caller.
469-671, you're lost.
Talk to me.
Yo, Joe, what's going on, man?
Hey, for AZD, the promoter, what's going down?
What's going on, man? Listening in to you, man. I see you doing big things, man.
All right. Yeah, I appreciate you, man. Appreciate you coming in. Hey, man, tell them a little bit about what you got going on for if I ask your opinion. Call us, can you man, some breathing room. Go ahead,
say it
Jay.
Again.
Go ahead. I was talking to McCullers.
Oh, no, man, just calling in, man, to support it, bro. I see you doing it, man. Shout out to Black Gal Radio, man.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate it. So let me ask you a question, and can you tell the people what's your opinion on social media and the effects it has on music today? Like, do you think if it's beneficial? Like, what's your take on it?
To be honest with you, man, I feel like social media today is beneficial. It is beneficial, man, but at the same time, you got to put that footwork in. Social media can only take you so far.
That is true. That is very true.
Everybody don't have a Facebook. Everybody don't have a Twitter. Everybody don't have Instagram. But you can best believe if you out there passing out flyers or passing out CDs, a person would rather you put your product in their hand than you to inbox it to them. Because the way Facebook is set up, if you ain't a friend with somebody on Facebook, and you message them, they ain't going to even get your message. It ain't even going to alert their phone. You know what I'm saying? But if you can meet that person, hit that person up, hey, man, or you see that person in the street, and you get that person your music, that person going to respect you more. That's how I look at it. So it's beneficial to a certain extent. But that footwork, that's what's beneficial.
Already, y'all heard it, man. Without no footwork, you might as well cancel the plan. It ain't going to work. Hey, man, ZD, I appreciate you calling in. Tell the people where they can find you at, G.
Hey, man, you can find me on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, at J.D. Robinson, or you can find me at J. The Promoter. Hey, man, matter of fact, man, you can hit me up personally, direct, man. If you need some promotion, looking for a booking manager, anything, marketing, hit me up 469-671-1797. I'm not Hollywood, I'm straight business. And I don't call them if you ain't talking about no money, though. That's how you get it.
Hey, already money first. Hey, Z, you keep it clean that day because you know it's a dirty world, man. I appreciate you calling in.
No problem, man.
All right, before I take the next caller, I just want to go ahead and put my little two cents in real quick. I mean, everybody has actually made a good point. Social media is sometimes the only way to get halfway across the world. But even in your own hometown, you can't even reach that same amount of people. And the only reason why I'm taking this break to say this is because I'm using myself for example on this. I started in the entertainment industry back in 2012, promoting house parties and, you know, going to them, you know, setting up freestyles and deals like that. And within months, I was rapping. Didn't know how it happened, but I was rapping. And one thing I learned firsthand was people in my own town, even when I told them or when they were on my Facebook and saw it and hit like or something like that, they looked at it and was like, oh, hey, yeah, whatever. But then they actually saw either the video or me in person actually telling them or actually hearing it in person or seeing me with the CD or seeing me with the shirt, like the actual physicalness. But the crazy part was I was able to reach people in Germany first. I was actually picked up on somebody else's website in somebody else's market, thousands of miles away in a whole other side of the world. But hold on, callers. I just want to say this. It's you know, without the footwork, it don't work. We'll go ahead and take a caller.
313-938. What's going on, man? Y'all right?
Is that how about yourself, brother? Talk to me.
Oh, man, I'm A1 right now. This your boy, Ross Robb. Shout out to Detroit. Representing Last Act Defiance Entertainment, man. What's going on? Have a good topic tonight, man.
I already appreciate it. Salute to you. So go ahead and how do you feel social media has affected music?
Well, just like, you know, almost everybody else say, it's a 50-50 proposition. You know, it's a good thing because just like you were saying, you know, we got fans from places that I ain't ever been. But, you know, and at the same time, I still want to get out. I wish, just talking about this the other day with my partners, I wish we could just pull up somewhere to the club and, you know, sell tapes out the trunk. It seemed like that would be an easier way to get the local people to cling on to what we're doing, you know what I'm saying? But just like I said, social media, they'll get you across the world before you'll be able to afford to get across the world. So, you know, it has pitfalls and everything, but that's just the way the game goes.
Yeah. Sometimes with that CD in the trunk or that foot on that stage, they ain't going to get nowhere, but you got to use that social media. You tell the people where they can find you at on social media.
Man, well, what I want y'all to do, I want y'all to find my team, man. We Last Act Defiance Entertainment, like I said. Find the team on Instagram at LADENT_ on Instagram and Twitter. And Last Act of Defiance Entertainment on Facebook. My artist, Cooper Rachi, he got a single out right now, The Whole Night, which you can find on all your musical platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and whatnot. And my artist, B Nutty, is actually dropping his EP, Working With What I Got, on April 1st, man. We're doing a big thing up here at the Bullfrog out here in Detroit. So if any of y'all are in the area, please come on out. Y'all see us advertising on Facebook real soon.
All right, G, I appreciate you calling in, man. And you keep it clean out there because it's a dirty world, bro.
Oh, you already know, man.
All right, G, salute.
Good night. Have a good one.
You too. Next caller.
252-529. Yeah, Blackout Radio, what's up? It's your boy ABM calling from North Carolina, man. I'm in the building, man. What up?
All righty, G. What's good with it? Shouts out to North Carolina. Go ahead and from the topic for the night.
Yeah, man, you know, well, I just want to say, you know what I'm saying, I appreciate the whole Blackout Radio staff, you know what I'm saying, the whole station just for, you know, putting this whole thing together, you know, to give local artists around the world just an opportunity to just call in and damn promote themselves and get themselves on out there because you never know who listening. So I just appreciate everything, you know what I'm saying. It's an opportunity for real. I take this as an opportunity every time I call in.
All righty, G. That's what's up, man. Opportunities make the world go round.
Right. I called in and I'm ready to put these bars down.
Oh wait. You said you got some bars to spit?
Yeah, man. I got them bars, man.
Okay, well, call us. If y'all don't mind holding on for just a little second, he said he got some bars to spit. How many of them bars you got? You got 8, 12, 16? Let the callers know how much time, you know, they got to hold on.
Man, I got an encore, man, but I ain't gonna pressure y'all like that, though.
Quick 8 real quick, G. Hit us with a quick 8.
Quick 8? I can give you a quick 16.
Okay, well then, if you can do it in 45 seconds, you do a quick 8 in 45 seconds? Nah, you go ahead and spit the quick 16, man. Do your thing.
Let's go, yeah. Let me take you somewhere where you'll be uninvited. There's no such thing as a country united. When you the champ, they will come for your title. I come from the jungle with monkeys and tigers, piranhas and spiders. Bullets of rain when it thunders and lightning. They say that March is the month of a Pisces. Well, bitch, I'm a Taurus. Just for the record, my hood ain't for touring. My squad is the shit. You wish you could join us, but it's too late because my circle established. I sculptured the earth. The world is my atlas. You will get put in the earth. No, a casket and burn to the ashes. They say in war you determine your actions. I need a bitch who speak German or Spanish. Money will make your friends turn on you faster. Yeah, ain't nobody ever did shit for me. When my mother died, they thought that was it for me. And the ones who I thought was cool switched on me. And my niggas with the same dream quit on me. So I'ma do it on my own because they dipped on me. It's a lot of bad things they had wished on me. But I came from the struggle. I'm a big homie. And I still got the crown. It was meant for me.
Hey, already, G. Hey, G, tell the people where they can find you on social media, G.
Yeah, look me up on SoundCloud. Just type in ABM89. See me pop up, light skinned homie, you know what I'm saying? It's me. Bandana on, ain't no gang banging or nothing, you know. Just getting my jewels on, you know, like he did back in the day. So check out all my hot music on SoundCloud, ABM89. Look me up on Facebook, Layvon ABM Brooks.
All righty, G. I appreciate you calling in, and you keep it clean out there because you know it's a dirty world, man. Stay safe. Salute.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate it, man. Wish I could flow some more, man. And enough time in the world tonight, though.
Hey, G, you can always call in again Friday.
Yeah, appreciate it. Much love to y'all, man.
All righty, G. No doubt. Salute.
Get it.
Yep. Next caller.
252236. Hey, what's good, guys? It's Wide OK from the Lyrical Positions. How y'all guys doing tonight, man?
All right, G. So you, what's your take on the whole social media and its effects? Like, how do you feel about the whole situation? Are you 50-50 like everybody else, or?
It all depends on how you run her. If you don't run her right, then she ain't gonna pull shit for you, man.
I had to give you something to think about, brother. What?
I had to give you something to think about. As far as like social media, like it's great for me. It's great because it helps me put everything that I have into getting the team heard, getting the team seen. And everything like that. We got a video being shot Friday, actually, for our track called Backwoods. That has me, Tools, and my other artist, Konki, out there. We're also doing, what else are we doing, Kush?
Banner as Robert Chalk.
We'll also have about to have my co-producer start mixing and mastering on some Zany rap songs. Whole new style from what he's trying to build upon, actually. He's getting a new style for North Carolina. I heard the 252. I also wrote the 919 as well. Looking to go to that event that's going to be happening on the 31st out that way from the last time I called in. And we had, I can't remember her name. What was it?
Queen G.
Yeah, there you go. Queen G. We're talking Queen G on that shit. But hopefully I'll be able to make it out there and talk it up some more. And I'm actually have my co-producer talk with y'all as well because he hasn't had a chance to call in and talk with y'all. So I'm going to pass the phone off to him.
Hey, man, tell him he still has 25 minutes to call in. He can call in 25 minutes. Honestly, G, you say you – okay, callers, hold on for a second. I got to ask you a question. Can you spit a hot 16 real quick for the callers, for the other listeners?
Can I spit a hot 16 real quick?
Can you do it?
Tell me you can. Let me see if I can work up.
All right, call us. Give him a second. He said he's going to be able to do it. Let's see what he got.
You want me to do it now? You want me to do it when we call back in?
Well, I don't want you to do. I mean, if you got to go practice, you can go practice. I mean, that's up to you. I mean, I got other callers waiting.
I'm hoping he got you right now.
Hey, I got you right now, bro. What's good? This is Ashton Kutcher right now.
Hey,
I'm on Xenia too, so I'm gonna go ape shit my booth is real. My niggas is with me, they niggas are too. So fuck out the talking, get shit to the zoos. My baby here too. She back with the red, that she call it the pool. Talk slick, go swim in the pool. 100 rounds, my cake, keep it real. Pull it once, your face, you can feel. Banana head, you can get your pill. Snakes and grass, my rush, you can mow. Niggas be thinking they're running the show. In the 2-5-2, we under our show, like, woo, we gonna eat some more. Tell my niggas ain't walking the streets no more. All-star nigga to the day I die. Rock city nigga to the day I fly. Talk shit, pull my tool out called Fetty Wap. Cause you listen to I got a bad bitch, she raised rock. She my Bonnie and I'm a Clyde. Can't touch the nigga, we ain't gonna hide. So cross the T's, I'ma dot your eyes, huh?
Hey. Hey, I read it. You tell the people they can find you on social media, G.
Man, on social media, you can find us at Facebook. You can type in Lyrical Flowsitions. You spell that. It's lyrical, just spelled like it is, and it's Flowsitions. Flowsicians. All right, and then also on SoundCloud, it's the same thing, Lyrical Flowsitions.
All right, G, I appreciate you calling in, and you keep it clean out there, because you know it's a better
no
word.
Problem, anytime. Y'all have a good night now.
You too, G. Salute. Take it easy.
All right, man, salute.
Next caller.
937-449.
What up, what up, what up? What's good, man?
What's good? It's your boy, Young Jay, man.
All righty, Young Jay. Go ahead and give us, Jay, where you from? And how you feel about social media and its effects on music in today's society?
I'm from Dayton, Ohio, and I'm gonna be honest with you about the media and everything, man. How I actually feel about the media and everything, for real. Like the very first time, the very first time when I used the media for my music and everything like that was like, I had used it when I was 14 and everything like that, and I pretty much was just like practicing on my craft to where like I was just getting my craft down on, you know, trying to, you know, promote myself more and more heavy, you know, on every other site that I can basically have, you know what I'm saying, put down my music on, like, rather if it was MySpace, rather if it was Reverb Nation, rather if it was YouTube, rather if it was whatever site, you know what I'm saying? And like, now, you know, and like now it's like with, you know, the sites that we have now and everything.
Go ahead.
It's like the sites that we have now, like Facebook, like I said before, like YouTube, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, like just about any other, you know, any other website that you can possibly think of, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
with, you know, with that, it's like with like social media and everything, it's like in advance of, you know, not only for you to get your music out there and get your music, you know, heard or get your music played or nothing like that or whatever, but like it's also in advance of, you know what I'm saying, reaching out to like a bunch of other artists and having your music, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So basically what you're saying is you just basically say, fuck it, I'm going to go to every site and I'm putting myself on it, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because, like, you
okay,
know what I'm saying? Like, from back then to, you know, because, like, from back
okay
then, yeah, you know, from back then or whatever.
I don't mean to rush you off, Z, but I got, like, man, the lights over here is going off, Z, but, you know, I get what you're saying. You got to get out there. I don't mean to be rude, but, you know, I got to get some other callers, G. You can call back Friday, same time, same world. But go ahead and tell the people where they can find you at on social media, G.
Y'all can most definitely find me on YouTube at Young J. Y'all can find me on Facebook at Jeremy Brown. Y'all see my Young J Back mixtape up there. Y'all can also find me on SoundCloud at Young J, you know, with my Young J Thuggin' 101 album cover. And the Young J Back mixtape is coming real soon. I'm still putting the work in and effect on it. I got a April 25th. Not April, I mean March. Shit. March 25th.
Already, G, but hey, man, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. And you can find me on Facebook at Joe Dirt. You know where to find this man. Catch me Friday, same time, same world, bro. But I'm going to have to let you go, G. Keep it clean out there because, you know, it's a dirty world, man. I appreciate you rocking with me.
Oh, you already know, man. Thanks for having me on the show tonight, man.
Hey, no doubt, G. Salute.
One.
407-796. Talk to me.
407-796, you live.
Call her.
What's going on? What's the business? What's the business, man?
What's going down? What's going down? Talk.
What's the business, man? One half of the group, Undeniably Genuine, checking in with you on the Dirty World.
Already. What's going down with the G-Miss of the weekend?
Yes, sir. No idea.
Hey, I want to tell the listeners, this is one of the fellas that I had planned on interviewing tonight, and I'm actually glad he called. Go ahead and tell the listeners about yourself.
No doubt, man. Like I said, one half of the group, Undeniably Genuine, a.k.a. UNG for short, out of Shreveport, Louisiana. Now, definitely representing MHU Records, Big Fella Records, USA. You know, moving around. Catch us always at itsungmusic.com. From there, you get us everywhere. Every social site we own, it all comes back to the website, itsungmusic.com.
Already. Now, tell the people about the track that y'all pushing right now.
Right now, we're doing a get this joint called The Weeknd. You know, sometimes, you know, one thing about life, man, with so much going on in the world today, you need something to uplift, man. You know, we spit that conscience, we spit that real, but at the same time, sometimes the joint is about having fun, having a good time, man, you know.
just escaping the craziness, man. You know how you just get with your people, you go out, you have fun. If you the type to hit the road, you go to the club on a night thing, it's the weekend, man. Something everybody look forward to, the weekend. You know, y'all go through the Monday through Thursday, hustle and flow of things, the bustle, whatever your 9 to 5 is or whatnot. But hey, come Friday night, man, you ready to get out, have a good time, turn up, kick it with your people, you know. So the weekend. So we came over to that joint. So we're going to do this, man. This for the people, man. This for everybody.
Already. And Friday is when I will be playing The Weeknd on The Weeknd to get The Weeknd started.
Yes,
hey, then, let them know where they can find y'all at social media.
Again, like I said, it all starts. Hey, I'm going to kick out the website, itchungmusic.com. www.itchungmusic.com. Twitter, Undeniably Genuine. Instagram, UNG_UndeniablyGenuine. But pretty much, like I said, I always come back to that. It's UNGmusic.com, UNGmusic, Undeniably Genuine. You get the sound, you get the SoundCloud, the Twitter, the Facebook, anywhere, everywhere we at, you at with us, you know what I'm saying? That's what we like to do.
Already. He said in the beginning, he said it at the end, UNG.com. It goes back to the same thing. Hey, G, you keep it clear in that there. No, it's a dirty word. Appreciate you calling
yes,
in, G.
No problem, fam. All
right, 100. Next caller.
704-891.
Yo, what up?
Peace, bro.
It's your brother MK, a.k.a. M. Killer. You know, I'm holding it down for Charlotte, North Carolina. How everything going, bro?
Oh, man, everything is gravy like my hair. Gravy and wavy like my hair. Smooth, just like that. Hey, man. So what's your, how do you feel about social media and what they say is doing to music?
Okay, my social media, M. Killer Jones, M-K-I-L-L-A Jones, J-O-N-E-S, Facebook, you know what I'm saying? That's on Twitter, M. Killer on Twitter, spelled the same way. And, I got a record label, Legends Never Breed Haters. It's not just a label, I do distribution too, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I got a hell of a squad too. Including myself, and I just dropped the album, well, a little LP, well, EP, my fault. It's out worldwide, Freak Fest, MK featuring Bravo, Freak Fest is out worldwide. And I got another album out that I had dropped before that called War, and that's out worldwide on everything, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Spinderella, everywhere.
Okay. Already, G, already. Well, I do appreciate you calling in. I am running out of time on the show, so not to get you on and try to have to rush off, but I do appreciate you sharing with the listeners your information. And I tell you, like I would tell everybody else, keep this thing clean, because it's a dirty world out there, G. I appreciate you, G.
Yeah, no doubt. Salute, bro. Peace.
Already, salute, G. And I'm a hold now, Carlos, hold on for a second. Now I just wanna take this right now once again to say, you know, that the caller UNG, you know, he is one of the artists that I see that, you know, it's different. You know, you listen to the sound, you know, it's that difference somebody's always looking for. But you know, I'll let y'all be the verdict of that on Friday on how y'all feel. Caller, next caller, let me holler at you.
7-5, 7-6, 7-5.
Hello
there, Joe Dirt. This is Quantrell Howard from QLN Entertainment out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. How you doing this evening?
Oh, man, I'm wonderful, brother. I'm wonderful. How's everything out there in Virginia, G?
Good, Doing pretty good, doing pretty good. And just to let everybody know, I'm the host of The Q, which is on the Blackout Radio Network every Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I didn't know you were taking on two slots because I know you air on Fridays too, just like my show.
Yeah. And see, it was supposed to air on Friday, but, you know, Wednesday came first, you know, because I was supposed to play their music today, but... Yeah, everybody don't know how to send MP3s, right? They don't know what, I guess they think it's 3PM or something like that. They look at it backwards.
Oh.
I don't know. I still get WDs. I'm like, wait, do you send some sort of microwave? I don't know what's going down.
I don't have no clue either. So what, are you still on Fridays or are you still, or this is like your new time slot?
Well, I'm doing Wednesdays and Fridays now.
Okay, you're doing both. Okay, all right. Doubling it up. Not bad, man.
Double it up. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, yeah. You had a question. Weren't you asking post questions?
Yeah. Now, what is your, like, what do you think, like, what is your opinion, basically, on the effects of social media and its effects on music? Like, how do you think it, is it beneficial? Is it good? Is it bad? Do you think it is... What's your bite on the apple?
Well, social media actually, it can be a good thing because that's how nowadays, that's how you promote yourself, and mostly most artists nowadays normally are getting put on because, you know, someone saw it on social media. So normally that's actually a good thing. It's just how you manage your social media, how you cater it to an audience. You have to figure out what audience you want to push it to. And normally, you all got to do is put in the money, and it just does it for you. So, I mean, but, you know, obviously, it just depends on how consistent you are as far as, you like, on all platforms, because you can't hit just one. You got to hit multiples. So you have to figure out kind of where that is. That's where a promoter will come into play, a marketer, you know, somebody that can understand the trends and put it out there for you. So, I mean, I believe that social media is pretty good. But then again, you know, someone dislikes the music, you know, there's kind of a pro and a con to it. Someone dislikes the music, someone puts it out there, hundreds of people see it, then it, you know, then it decreases your value. So it's just kind of a hit and miss with how you do it. Right.
All right. Well, man, I hate to rush you off the phone, so I'm running out of time. And I do appreciate you calling in. Carlos, hold on for a second. Share with the listeners your information one more time.
Okay. Just to let people know, I do host a show called The Q. It airs every Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Blackout Radio Network. Could be hopefully having one of our 8-bar challenge winners. I think Gemini is probably going to be the one that we're going to get up there. And we're going to be doing a couple little things on the show. Got a competition that we're going to be planning with the whole Blackout Radio Network called I'll Star Those Bars. I'm bringing it back. So that's a big competition. Y'all definitely want to look out for information about that. If you want to check out The Q, it's facebook.com/TheQ16, facebook.com/TheQ16. Also, I run a label called QLN Entertainment, and they actually have a mix out called The Chris Anime Mix from DJ Killer Crazy, probably the best one I ever heard. Anime, hip-hop, Chance the Rapper, holiday music, movie soundtracks all mixed in one. I call it Sushi Cookies and Kool-Aid. That's all we call it. That's pretty much what we call that mix. So definitely... check that out at facebook.com/QLNENT and soundcloud.com/QLNENT. Just check out QLN Entertainment. You'll be able to find it.
I need at least one more call in.
Okay, and I'm done.
I need to do right here to catch you out, brother, but I'm just saying. I'm sitting there at the time like, come on. Nah, just saying, brother. Hey, man, I appreciate you calling in. You know, you can definitely call them, you know, tomorrow and do the same thing. You know, I you know what, actually, I'll interview you next time. If you feel like you get that much win, and you know,
I mean, if anything else, call my show, man. I 6 o'clock, a few hours before you, call my show. Promote.
All right, Z. Well, hey, man, keep it clean out there because, you know, it's a dirty world, man. I appreciate you calling in.
It definitely is. All right, thank you.
All right, no doubt, 100. I ain't got enough time for two more callers. Let's get it in, y'all. Can y'all please keep it brief? Please. I don't want to have to tell nobody to hold on. I don't like you to hold on. I don't like to hold on. So let's try to make it. Let's go ahead and try to make it quick. Spit your information. Let's get it. Caller.
615-755.
Now, what's going on? It's your boy Ram coming out, calling all the way from Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? I represent Detroit, you know what I'm saying, all the way to the fullest, 313-931, you know what I'm saying, Tennessee. I'm R&B, you know what I'm saying? I'm an up-and-coming new artist coming from, you know what I'm saying, Tennessee and everything. You can check my music out on www.reverbnation.com, or you can look up Ram's hits on, you know what I'm saying, YouTube. You can look up Ram's on SoundCloud. I'm just basically everywhere right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting ready to travel up there next weekend. I'll be up there Saturday for some more promotions, you know what I'm saying? Checking out the clubs and stuff up there. I haven't been home, you know what I'm saying, in a minute, but I'm going to enjoy myself. Plus, it's my birthday weekend, you know what I'm saying, next weekend, so I'm going to turn up.
All right, well, happy early birthday, man. It turned up for me, too, because I know I'm going to be working somewhere, somebody being you or somebody. I'm going to be working somewhere. So you turn up for me, all right, G? All
right, that's what's up. I'll do that.
All right, then. I appreciate you calling in. Hey, man, you keep your pain out there because you know it's a dirty world.
No doubt, no doubt. I'm always, I got my eyes in the back of my head. I know. Appreciate it.
Hey, man, sometimes you got to keep them there. Sometimes you got to keep them there. Appreciate it, G. Salute.
All right, salute to y'all, too.
All right, G. Nicola. 661-429.
What's up, Mr. SoFiENT? What's up, what's up?
What's good, G?
Nothing much, nothing much. Go ahead.
Talk to me, G.
Oh, yeah. Just a big shout-out to the whole radio station and everybody tuned in right now. West Coast in the building. Big shout-out to Untouchable Magazine. Make sure y'all go cop that PSA that's out right now. It's downloadable everywhere on that Spiff and other links. Also, make sure y'all get that Untouchable Magazine issue 6. That's going to be dropping any day now. Also included in the magazine, and I'm on the cover of the mixtape, so make sure y'all go support and y'all go check that out.
Already, G. Already, G. I appreciate you sharing that with the listeners at this last minute, man. Hey, and you keep it clean, man, because you know it's a dirty world out there, man.
Always, always. Appreciate it. Much love.
No doubt, G. Much love. Salute. Last caller, please make it brief. I got something to say before I have to get up the line.
413-727.
Caller,
hey,
talk to me.
Angel's in the house. What's up, Black Tear? How's it going, you guys? Nice show. Been listening. Shout out to everybody out there, all the callers, all the listeners out there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I just got like a few seconds left. You know, I kind of don't have much time to waste. I'm just letting you say what you got to say. I appreciate you shouting out, though, but you got to kind of wrap it up. Shouting.
All right. No problem. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yes, ma'am.
Appreciate it. Much love to you, too, and everybody listening.
All right. Can you show you, the people your sites real quick before you get off the line, where they can find you at?
Sure, yeah, you all can find me. I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm on Untouchable Magazine. I was their first cover girl, so you can check that out. I think that was issue 5 or issue 4, my bad. You can find me on Angels, A-N-N-J-E-W-E-L-Z, on Instagram, on SoundCloud, and on Facebook.
Already,
I'm also
already.
On 2 Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes, so shout out to DJ Flipside and the Wu-Tang Clan and the Wu Lords and Intel and all my family out there.
Already. Well, I got 2 minutes left, so I appreciate you calling in. Keep it clean.
Thank
you. Know
you.
It's a dirty word out there. Hey, and I want to say this to all my listeners. At the end of the whole thing, y'all see that? It's social media sites. That's where y'all got to find them at. So if somebody say it's wrong, hey, tell them to Google you. But what? It's all social media. Hey, man, appreciate y'all for tuning in to Dirty World. Hey, keep it clean out there, man. 100.
Cause it's dirty. It's a dirty word. It's dirty. It's dirty. Oh, y'all don't mind me none. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it cool. Cooling. Good in this dirty world. In this dirty world.